Many of us are faced with fears these days like never before. Jeannie Nigro is struggling with fear. That is, until she turned it over to God. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Jeannie shares how winning the battle with fear was key in really making her life count.
Well, first we have to recognize, again, the spiritual battle behind fear and to know that fear is not from God. So even if it's justified, because we can always feel justified in our fear, we have to know that when we do fear and stress, we're giving the enemy ground in our lives. And nobody wants to do that. The enemy is the father of lies. And so, again, when we are in fear and stress, we're always believing a lie about ourselves or about God.
Recognizing the lies we believe and then reminding ourselves of God's truth about our situation is so freeing.
I would suggest the very first thing is to start asking God, even now, when regardless of if you're fearful or not, to show you what lies am I believing about myself and about you, God? Am I believing that you're not really with me? Am I putting someone else's face on you? You know, someone that may have abandoned me in my past, am I putting their face on you, God? Do I believe that you're just watching, waiting for me to figure it out? Or am I believing that I have to hold everything together and that you want me to carry the burdens? So we've got to recognize those lies.
And God will reveal the deep truths of his word to you.
He wants to speak to our hearts through just impressions in our hearts and through scripture and lots of different ways where you know that the Lord is showing you who he really is and how he sees you, and that everything else in life can change except for who God is and how he sees you.
It's a great reminder as we face these uncertain times that you don't have to live a life in fear. Pray and ask God to help you remember that his truth conquers all lies. Do you need some encouragement? Go to CRU.org. That's CRU.org.